What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as I mentioned in the context of the Hungarian Prime Minister coming on out and saying that Europe is basically following Soros' instructions to bring a million refugees, migrants, whatever you want to call them, into Europe to dilute the indigenous ethnic populations. We've already seen places like Frankfurt, Germany, where Germans are now in a minority. And it's being done to destroy our sense of identity, our sense of self, because people with a strong sense of who they are very hard to push around. So they want to get us confused. They want to destroy our sense of a cultural identity, historical identity, regional identity. That's why you're seeing all these attacks on things like the Confederate flag. Now even the American flag is under attack. Oh, it's racist. It's triggering for all those refugees. Well, if they don't want to look at the American flag, maybe they shouldn't come to America, would be my response to that. So, and as I said before, they even want us confused over what bathroom we're supposed to go to. So apparently over in the fashion world, there's a designer, Tom Brown, and he has just debuted his latest fashion line for men. He had a runway show and everything with all these male models, and he has them dressed in dresses and 8-inch high heels. And he's out there saying, gender fluidity is the new fashion trend. If you think you're just a man or just a woman, well, you're being unfashionable. If you want to be fashionable, then you just have to be somewhere in that gray zone in between. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous, but that's how hard they're pushing that. They want a human race with no clear idea of who they are, so the government and the media can say, this is who you are this week. And this is what you want to do. And this is who you like and who you hate. Now, a political science professor in Pennsylvania has been running a study on Generation Z, the generation that's following on the millennials. And he is sounding a warning to Democratic strategists. Because the Democratic strategists have a certain model for the millennials, the liberal snowflakes that we saw surrounding Hillary and rioting after she lost the election. But this professor is saying the next generation, Generation Z, are not like that at all. Apparently we're seeing a sort of a social pushback where apparently the young people are looking at the liberal snowflakes and they're just turning away from them in disgust. And so Jeff Brower, and he's a professor at Keystone College, is gathering all this data. And he says the next generation of college students are going to be very, very different from those currently dominating campus culture. And basically saying that Generation Z are not going to be liberal Democrats. They're going to be much more like moderate Republicans. And that, of course, is good for the GOP. And not so good for the cult of her Hillary-ness. Now, as you know, I've had concerns about Uber. It's supposed to be this hugely successful company. It's valued very highly, but it's losing money like crazy. It's driving regular certified bonded taxi cab companies out of business. And there is another aspect of it you should keep in mind. Over in The Independent, they're reporting on this Uber driver who would make it his business to basically wait outside London bars for drunk women to call for a ride home when they couldn't drive. And apparently he would attack these women. And he's been sent to jail for 12 years. And he was literally out there just looking for these women, targets of opportunity. Man's name is Jahir Hussein. And he was operating in the Shoreditch area in the east of the capital. And the problem is that we live in a society that has lost all moral compasses. And so anything that one person comes up with that might be of a benefit is quickly turned to another form of criminal behavior by others. A good example would be Craigslist. where everybody's out there saying, go to Craigslist, you can buy a great car there and everything. And then I do a little research, and I find there's a lot of criminals who are using Craigslist. They'll put up an ad, car, you know, have to leave the island, car for sale, you know, great condition, New Year's desperation sale, $2,000 cash only. And then you show up, and they rob you of the cash, and they're gone. And unfortunately, it does happen a lot. And with our police really busy writing those very profitable traffic citations to the tourists, doesn't look to be correctable anytime soon here. There's been another WikiLeaks release from the Hi-Rise project of the CIA. Hi-Rise is an Android application, and it masquerades as a tide monitor for those of you who are sailing or fishing. And what it does, it literally sets up a network from device to device to device to allow spy information from your Android to reach the various CIA listening posts. If you're out of range, it literally does a peer-to-peer. Now, I have a point I want to make. The United States government is using our devices to spy on us. They're using up our compute cycles, our memory, our bandwidth, our electricity. The very last part of that Fifth Amendment says the government cannot take our property for their use without just compensation. The U.S. government is literally stealing millions and millions of dollars of compute cycles, memory space. I think it's time for a class action lawsuit. But, of course, again, the government isn't following the Constitution. If they were following that Fourth Amendment, they wouldn't even be in our devices without a warrant based on probable cause. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we are going to take a phone call from Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I haven't been calling for a while. I had a big problem with my dental surgery. But anyway, I feel a little better. I hope you can understand what I'm saying, but anyway, I was going to make a couple of comments about Mike Pence. First of all, it's a question: who picked Mike Pence as VP, as a running mate?
I think that was basically some deal making within the Democratic National Committee.
Well, from where I stand, I think Mike Pence is a Trojan horse. I never liked the guy. There is something about this guy I don't like. And I never liked him from day one when I saw him on television. And it looks like what they're trying to do, they're trying to get rid of Trump and put Pence in power, which actually the policy is going to reverse completely, okay? Mm-hmm. And secondly, isn't that a little strange that all the television networks, the corporate media is attacking Donald Trump but not a word about Mike Pence? They're attacking even Trump's family, his wife, his boy. You know, it's amazing that not a word about Mike Pence, although he's part of the administration. And the third thing that I was actually thinking about was that Trump could have picked Ron Paul as a running mate, and that would have ensured Trump's presidency to full term, or full terms, that is. And Ron Paul could have gone ahead and run on his own to be president a second time, and I'm sure he would have won. The next time around, he would have won. And what do you think about this?
Well, a lot of us people who wanted Trump to win the White House were recommending Ron Paul, but we know that the vice presidential spot is subject to a lot of deal-making, and you'll have financial backers and the power players within the Democratic National Committee saying, no, you got to have this guy. We got to play to these voters and back and forth. But you're absolutely right. The idea that they may drive Trump out of office or shoot him out of office and Mike Pence becomes the president. The problem for the Democrats is that Mike Pence might not be all that much better in terms of their progressive agenda. In terms of reversing Trump's agenda, Trump's already reversed all the major ones. He's going along with the war agenda. He doesn't seem to be going after Hillary Clinton. He doesn't seem serious about vaccine safety or honest elections. So at this point, this is all about protecting that narcocracy Because Trump is still a wild card. He's cooperating now. He's going along with it now. He's successfully corralled, but he could try and break out, and that would be a major issue. What amazes me are all the Democrats who think that there is still some magic mechanism out there by which they can get Trump out of the White House and Hillary in, and it's just not going to happen. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, they're already running polls about Hillary running in 2020. The poll results are absolutely disastrous, but the fact that they're running the polls tells us, yeah, she's thinking about it.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you covering this. But the thing is, doesn't the candidate, the presidential candidate, doesn't he have a say in, for example, who's going to be his running mate?
Yeah, he has a say, but like I said, there are deals that are being made for political support, for financial support. It's one compromise after the other. I still can't imagine how the heck Sarah Palin wound up as McCain's running mate. That cost him the election right there.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, by the way, this reminds me of you're talking about the backroom deals. This reminds me of Bill Clinton when he was interviewed. I believe he was on Fox News, and that was a long, long time ago. It was in the early 1990s.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the exact question, what it was, but I remember Bill Clinton saying, well, by the time you become president, somebody else makes all the decisions. So that explains why Trump took that 180.
Well, I'd sure like to know who is actually making these decisions. Certainly it's nobody that we ever voted for, and that's another reason why we have to understand the United States as we think it is, as we're taught it is in the school, television and movies, certainly as it appeared to be when I was very, very young. That nation is now gone, and we're living under a fascist economic dictatorship.
Yeah, and another thing is, whatever happened to that Mike Pence investigative committee into vote fraud? Have you heard something
They're actually still out there working on that one, and I think Mike Pence, knowing that he and Trump were facing massive election fraud, he might be motivated to actually do something about it. The last we heard, though, is that many states are refusing to turn over their voting data to this committee, which tells us right then and there they've got something to hide. And
I think I think there are like 14 states they refuse to turn over
yes.
the voter data.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. But another thing is everybody refers to this adversarial party as the Democratic Party. Well, I got news for people, because this is not the Democratic Party. This is a neo-Bolshevik party, because, Mike, just look at that agenda. Look at the laws, the bills they propose. It's basically right out of Stalin's playbook. This is basically a Stalinist organization. The methodology they employ, the strategies and the lies, the never-ending stream of lies, and this is basically a neo-Bolshevik party, Mike. This is not a Democratic Party. I remember Jimmy Carter was a I like the guy. He was very naive, but I like the guy. He was a Democrat in the true sense of the word. But these people today, in 2017, these people are Bolsheviks. Believe me, they are Bolsheviks. I look at their agenda, I look at the bills they're proposing, and they're ever more restrictive. They're trying to turn the United States into the most oppressive totalitarian system that probably even Stalin would blush.
Well, they can hardly call themselves democratic anymore. With this attitude that's come out of the Democratic National Committee, that what the Democratic voters want for a candidate really doesn't matter anymore. It's up to them. And right now, the DNC is defending themselves against a lawsuit on behalf of Bernie Sanders' donors simply by saying it really isn't up to you. And if that were true, then why even have primaries? So obviously there was an illusion and a fraud there. But when the DNC ignores their own Democratic rank-and-file voters, they cannot call themselves Democrats anymore.
Yeah, one last point I'm trying to make, and I'll let you go. I heard you talking about Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva. And the guy is very controversial. Okay, he's got some positive parts, some negative parts. But to make a long story short, You know what this guy did a few years back? He mandated throughout the country, throughout Brazil, which is a very big country, he passed a law on his own, like a presidential decree, and actually mandated that everybody in the country change the AC outlets, because the format of the plugs, right, they are exactly like in the United States, you know, and everybody had to scramble to buy these new outlets. The guy made billions. He was tied to this company which was making these particular AC outlets. And this brings me to the indictment that he got sentenced to 10 years in jail. I don't know if he's going to serve 1 hour in jail. I don't know about that. But at least it's good because he got indicted. He got charged, sentenced. But anyway, this is among six other charges which he hasn't been tried yet. Okay, so keep that in mind. This is not the last of Lula.
All right. Well, thank you for the update. I was unaware of the mandated change to AC sockets. I can't even understand why they would do something like that, what the rationale for changing the sockets was.
It was a racket, Mike.
I have a question.
It was a racket.
I have a question. Is Brazil a 110 or a 220 volt standard?
Both. In my house, I have two outlets for 220, and the rest of them are 110. My washing machine works on 220.
Okay, but the ones that were being changed were 110 outlets.
All of them. The same format. The only difference is the voltage. You know that plastic thing that goes into the wall? You know, it's called the AC outlet?
Yes.
Yeah, now it's a three-pronged. Well, it used to be a three-pronged outlet like before, except that the design is different. So you had no way, because the cell phones, everything, that got television sets, they all come with a new format. So you have to change the AC outlets, or otherwise you won't be able to use your computer, you won't be able to use your wash machine, you won't be able to use any of the appliances in your house.
Okay,
so the guy made a fortune.
The only thing that made any sense was the possibility of taking a plug that would go into a 110 outlet and somehow it could go into a 220 outlet. And I would obviously say that there needs to be something done about that. Anyway, Mike, I need to let you go. We got callers waiting on the line. I need to give them their time. Greg in Washington State. Greg in Washington State. Aloha. I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, I like these foreign callers you get. But anyway, I wanted to comment about all those Korean videos on your website. I watched all of those and several more, and it pretty much reinforced what I already suspect about Korea. You know, a fairly modern country. Yeah, it's Big Brother, no doubt about it, and I wouldn't really want to live there. But, hey, you know, they're not the crazies. I mean, there's no Korean crisis. It's, of course, all just fabricated.
Yes.
And the other thing I want to mention is assassinations. You know, I found a great article, Why Can't We Make a Paradise on Earth, by a guy who's written a book called The Encyclopedia of Domestic Assassinations, who has a lot of great information here about domestic assassinations right from the beginning of our country right up till now. Politicians, anybody who has an opinion different from the leaders. And this guy's got statistics, you know, and individual examples. I mean, one of them, he quote, how they'll destroy any one person, you know, by humiliation, maligning, smears, harassment, incarceration.
Career wrecking.
Pardon?
Career wrecking. Been there, done that. Didn't buy the T-shirt.
I couldn't understand what you said.
I said career wrecking.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. He specifically pointed out Charlie Sheen and all the trouble.
Yeah, that was a good example there. Anyway, listen, Greg, we got to take a 3-minute break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Greg in Washington State. We're talking about assassinations and other ways in which the powerful elite get rid of inconvenient people, people who don't agree with them, people who've got incriminating evidence on them, so forth and so on. Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, Mike, yeah, I mean, this is no surprise to anybody, I don't think, assassinations. You know, and all the talk about everything to do, and you suggested a Soviet-style collapse, which could happen. I'm just not very sure that that's going to help the people. It didn't help the Russians for a long time. And, of course, the oligarchs everything up.
Well, no, Putin kicked most of the oligarchs out. That's another reason why he's on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. There was a tough period for the Russian people after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but overall, their lives today are far better than they were prior to the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think the same thing is likely to happen here in the United States.
Well, it could if we had a guy like Putin. You know, not that he's any saint, but who knows who would come to power? I mean, the owners are still going to be around. They're still going to have the money. You know, the reason I mention assassination is, hey, I'm morally opposed to killing. But when you're in a battle for your society, for your life, you got to cut the heads off of the snakes. You know,
Yeah, but there are more heads behind the snakes. I mean, it's a systemic problem. And the reason I don't go along with all this talk about assassinating somebody is because it is a systemic problem. It's not just one person. It's the system as a whole, and the system has to come down. And there's only two ways it's going to come down. One is an armed revolution, which I'm adamantly against, and the other is sit back and let it tear itself to pieces, which it's in the process of doing right now. Okay?
Yes. Well, yeah.
All right.
But the other thing to do is seize all the wealth of all the rich people. I mean, everybody. Governments, corporations, all the rich, throw them in jail. I mean, yeah, I know that's a fantasy.
Well, that's what an armed revolution does. That's what an armed revolt will do. Anyway, Greg, I got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. We're running out of time on this show, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much.
Right.
We're going to switch to Lenny in Los Angeles. And, Lenny, I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
You were speaking about Orban a minute ago from Hungary and how he was saying that George Soros and his ilk are behind all the illegal immigration that's coming in to flood Europe. And you're right, the agenda is to totally misogynate and wipe out the white race. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear me say that, but it's the truth, okay? But they're up against something. You know, Austria now is holding snap elections, okay? Poland is saying to the EU, we don't want this, okay? And I think that every country should have a right to say who they want and who they want, or like you would say, who they fit in and out of their country, okay? But the point being is that you and I agree they are hoping to use the peoples as weapon systems against one another because the money has run out, okay? And they don't want the people, the indigenous people, waking up in these countries and realizing who really did this to them, and all the people, no matter what country it is, are going to have the same thing in common. The money changers took the money and ran.
Yes.
Okay, but the money changers are now running out of time because they can't, because the countries are waking up. The European countries are waking up, and they're realizing, wait a minute, this is designed to delude us and keep us all against one another. And then at the same time, the money changers who have stolen the money and are looking to hide, you know, this is all by design. Now, let me just go to something that happened. That, I don't know if you heard about the University of Texas student, black student, who went to Greece with his white friends and got chased down and beat to death last Friday.
No, I didn't get that
okay.
one.
Yeah, he got chased down. It's on camera. I mean, you know, I'll try and send it to you, but it's on camera, and he got chased. He was in a club, minding his own business with his white friend and a bunch of Serbs in Greece. You know, just looked at him as being one of the Arab or African immigrants, chased him down and beat him. Now, this is just...
Okay, Lenny, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to take 4 minutes worth of commercials, then we're going to come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Lenny in Los Angeles. We're talking about the New World Order and its obvious stumbles. Again, we have all these billionaires around the world, and they'll get together at their parties, and they'll hoist a glass of scotch and just say, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could do this? Oh, let's give it a shot and see what's going to go on. And as they say, the road to hell is lined with good intentions and paved with sloppy analysis. So, Lenny, what else do you have to share with us?
Well, I'm pretty much said it, and what I'm saying is that, you know, they have this plan. Yeah, I'm not saying it was paved. Their road was paved in good intention, because look at everything they've done. It's bad. Okay,
yes.
So I don't see any good intent with that. Okay, and what I do understand about the very nature of these, I'm just going to call them what they are, things. Okay. Is that they just have a tendency to want to just be mischievous. And it's just their very nature to want to be this way. And, you know, it's like you and I, we want to have families. We want to have children. We love to see kids having fun and growing up and being kids and being what they were supposed to grow up to be. But they just love killing people for nothing. just over greedy. And here's the thing, like I said, they're running out of time. They didn't expect the Orbans or the Austrians or Putin to stand up. Okay, when Trump went over and spoke in Poland last week, that was a double-edged sword there. Okay, he was speaking to the people in Poland. He was speaking to the other people in Europe, telling them, wake up before it's too late. And look, I'm all for this. I'm all for every person, you know, having their own right and nature to be what God made them to be. That's all I'm saying. But to the money changers who think that you had this plan to get the money and get the people fighting so you could get away, I hope you built a spaceship to get off the planet, because I think everybody pretty much knows where Patagonia is now.
All right. Well, Lenny, thank you very much for all that information. We're going to let you go here. We've got James in Charlotte, North Carolina. James, thank you for being as patient as you have been while waiting to get on the air. What's on your mind today?
Okay. Yeah. Good afternoon, Mike. Just a couple of things. Let me mention one little thing before I get on to the main point. You were talking about how choice of vice president is usually done after a lot of deal-making, and I don't know if you recall how shocked everyone was back in the Reagan convention in 1980 when they announced that George Bush was going to be the vice presidential running mate, that the guy that nobody wanted.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody has ever really dug into that to find out just how who applied the leverage to get him on the ticket and how it was done. But he was the de facto president for most of Reagan's two terms.
Especially after Reagan started suffering from the Alzheimer's. But you need to look at, and we're talking George Herbert Walker Bush, the elder Bush. Look at his background with the Central Intelligence Agency. And the CIA loves to decide who our rulers are going to be. And the deal may have simply been that simple, where Bush goes to Reagan and says, look, I'm still calling a lot of the shots at the CIA. The CIA is controlling the media. I'm your VP, or the media is going to turn on you, and that will be the end of your political aspirations.
Yeah, well, it's just, I'm sure that there was a lot of major arm twisting and probably some serious threats made in that deal making. But I wanted to talk about this commission on election integrity that Trump has set up. I've read a couple of articles about it, and next to the Russian collusion, that is the thing that the media likes to attack most. They say, well, all the experts say that there's just very little, if any, election fraud. I mean, there's just no evidence at all anywhere of anything fraudulent in the elections.
Well, that's because the corporate media is part of the problem. I mean, most people are very surprised to find out our national elections are not counted by either a citizens group or any branch of the government. They are counted by a privately owned company that goes generally by the name Voters News Service, and it is owned by those TV news networks and a couple of major newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Post. And everybody sends their numbers into there, and then the news media says, this is who your new leadership is. And so they're not going to acknowledge that there's anything wrong with the election system, because they're part of what's wrong with the system. And they have been caught cheating on the numbers before. The fact is, there is massive amounts of evidence for election fraud. Go over to blackboxvoting.org, and you'll see it. The fact that we have 14 states that are refusing to cooperate with the Voting Integrity Commission tells you something is being hidden. Our elections are very easy to rig. The system is designed to make elections easy to rig and easy to conceal that it's happened. And that's why so many people do not like those electronic machines. They do not like computerized tabulation centers. People are still remembering that whole Bush-Gore debacle down in Florida with the dangling chads. It is possible to have honest elections, but our politicians don't want honest, verifiable elections, because too many of them are holding their offices because they cheated.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I hope that they can find some way, some means of leverage to get the states to comply. I think that this commission is definitely one of the better things that President Trump has done, and I hope it bears at least some success. It's hard to say. I mean, the media is against it, and a lot of the politicians throughout most of the states that are not wanting to comply are certainly against it.
Well, you know the old saying, treason doth never prosper, because if it prospers, none dare call it treason. The same thing is true with election fraud. When you have an entire system that is part and parcel to the stealing of elections and the disenfranchising of the voters, as openly displayed by the Democrats last year, the people who benefit from that system, who have gained power from that system, they don't want it to change at all. And it has to be changed. It's not going to be enough for Mike Pence to come on out and say, well, we detected a little bit of election fraud, blah, 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 blah. Both Mike Pence and Donald Trump have to understand that unless they do a serious top-down overhaul of the entire election system with national standards and mandatory voter ID laws, that the election riggers are just going to double down on their efforts come 2020.
Yeah, well, it'll probably take at least a full term, if not two terms, to get that accomplished, if it is.
It wouldn't be that difficult to accomplish. I've already got a blueprint on how to have honest-er elections, and I'm not saying my approach is perfect, but it, for one thing, crowdsources election verification, and it's a really good working system, and ever since I first published it, I've had people in other countries come on in and say, yeah, we adopted something very much like that. We got rid of those electronic machines, and we're now doing it more or less the way that you describe. And I'm going to go ahead and put that article back up. It's actually at the very top of the page, right under my picture. It says how to have honest elections, and you click on that link, and it will take you to the article. And I'm not saying the plan is perfect and bulletproof, but it's going to make it very hard to steal elections and very easy to see that they're being stolen, as opposed to our current system, which facilitates and conceals election fraud.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'll definitely read that article.
Appreciate All right, it. Well, thank you very much. All right, we're going to let you go here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the computer news, to comply with new cybersecurity laws, Apple is going to begin storing all cloud data for its China customers within a government-owned company. A move that means relinquishing some control over the Chinese data. And this is, by the way, this is a Chinese government-owned company. They want to own the hardware. A lot of people are very concerned about security on the cloud. And again, the fact that we're being forced onto the cloud so hard tells you there's something going on. They're trying to drag us back to the mindset of the 1970s where the computers are giant mainframes owned by corporations and controlled by the government, and your personal electronic device is merely a terminal. I mean, that's how smartphones and tablets are already working, and they want people to not be allowed to keep their own data, just like they're working toward you're not being allowed to keep your own money. Total control, total enforced dependency. We're going to go back to the telephones. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you made a comment about the elections. I think as far as them fixing the elections with the Diebold machines is maybe a fallacy. I mean, they just give you the people that you're going to vote for. Like it was Hillary and Trump. Trump's not much different than Hillary. I mean, if you take a look at what's been going on, I don't see where, I mean, if you take a look at what's happening, Hillary could have been doing the same thing, except for maybe something around the edges. And that one caller back about he wanted a piece of the pie. I think it's time that we start looking into getting some of these the national resources that are being gobbled up by these corporations to pay for national health insurance and take a lot of the expense and the killer, the expense is killer, and let people have better lives to live. It's time. The time's up. They made enough money off of gouging us for the last 40 years. It's time we start throwing that into the debate. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Thanks for taking
my
call.
Okay. Well, let me take your 2 points. First of all, on your last one, the problem is money junkies cannot feel that they are rich unless they look around and see everybody else is poor. So the idea of allowing some of that money to flow back so that we can have better lifestyles, it is something that is against their religious beliefs, if you will. Now, with regard to election. with regard to, and don't please don't curse on this radio, we have on-air broadcasters who can be hit with a fine. With regard to election fraud, it does exist, and there's a lot of it. And again, I refer you to blackboxvoting.org, which is run by Bev Harris. And Bev Harris featured very heavily in the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, which demonstrated how easy it is to change the results on the elections. And I don't care who is cheating who. If cheating is going on, it discredits the election and the results. And my philosophy on this is, if a government cannot prove beyond all doubt the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither, they're not obligated to obey that government's dictates, to pay its bills, and certainly not to sacrifice life and limb of our children in these foreign wars of conquest. And that is why election integrity is so important. It isn't a question of who's better or who's worse. The question is, we the people need to be put back in control of who gets to sit in those high offices. And we've lost control. Last year, we succeeded in regaining it. Trump, for all of his failings, was put into the White House over massive election fraud and media manipulation. And that's a victory for the ordinary American people, and we need to hang on to that.
Well, okay, I would just say, like, I think we should start debating, concentrating our efforts on making life better for people in this country by nationalizing the national resources that have been used up by people for the last... It's just family. It's just family nepotism. This is family. Families that own this stuff. It's time that we get a little relief. And just, I would like to see the debate go that way. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Rick. Well, I understand what you're saying, but all the debate in the world is not going to change the system until the voters are guaranteed to be put back in control of who is elected to high office. And it's a big issue. The numbers that have come on out from some of these voting integrity watchdog groups are showing us the election fraud problem is huge. It is nationwide. And Hillary was relying on it to win the White House. That's why she wasn't going on out and doing a lot of these rallies and stuff. She didn't feel that she needed to. She had the media on her side. She had the vote riggers on her side. But the American people just voted for Trump overwhelmingly. And election fraud cannot reverse a landslide. And that's really what it comes on down to. All righty, we're going to let that go here. Now, getting on back to the world of computers. Over at BBC, they're reporting on this U.S. scientist managed to encode an animated GIF, just five frames of a horse galloping, into the DNA of a bacteria using the CRISPR tool. And it sounds like an amazing accomplishment, and it is. My concern is, when you start assembling DNA to encode digital data, how do you guard against accidentally creating a strand of DNA that might have adverse effects if it goes into the wild? Human genes are not always complete. You have fragments of DNA that that are floating around, such as prions. There's a risk here that is not being dealt with. Now, one of the risks is the fact that CRISPR is known to not only affect the section of DNA being worked on, but it produces unwanted side effects. So now the CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing system, they claim they have added special proteins to protect the rest of the DNA strand from being accidentally edited. In effect, a kill switch for the unwanted side effects. At least that's what they're claiming. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous it is playing with the very code of life, especially for something as silly as a galloping horse GIF. How do you know you're not accidentally creating something in that DNA that, if it were to merge with the bacteria, could turn it into something very, very lethal? Something impossible to stop, an extinction-level event. There's clearly a danger there. When you look at some of the things that have happened with GMO already, unwanted, unexpected side effects. Remember the Morgellons disease? The doctors and media said, oh, it's just in their head, where these fibers were growing out of people's skin. And where it was all happening, where they had these early experimental GMO plots growing. And somebody got some of these fibers that were growing out of people's arms and analyzed them, and they found plant DNA. We may have already had our first GMO accident out there, and like everything else, it's being hushed up to protect corporate profits. Now, apparently, in the case of Naperville Smart Meter Awareness versus the city of Naperville, the courts have ruled that searches of your life using your smart meters are reasonable. In other words, if somebody wants to know what you're doing in your house, it is reasonable for them to have access to your smart meter and just look at what appliances you're turning on or turning off. The justification for it is people who are growing marijuana in their basement, their electricity usage on their basement lights is going to be much higher than for the other normal living areas. Therefore, there is something going on there. But again, as a tool to simply spy on law-abiding citizens and monitor them, again, clear Fourth Amendment violation, in my opinion. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of this program here. And the U.S. government General Services Administration has now deleted Russia's cybersecurity firm Kaspersky from two lists of government contractors, citing a need to ensure integrity and security. Now, Kaspersky offered to let the source code for the product be inspected. They were still kicked off, and Kaspersky says his company is the victim of politics, and yes, that's exactly what's going on. They got to demonize everything connected with Russia, and I'll tell you, I would trust Kaspersky long ahead of any security products produced right here in the United States of America because of all the backdooring that we know is going on from the U.S. government. The courts have once again ruled that citizenry has a right to record police officers out in public doing their job on the taxpayer dollar. Police departments and police officers are trying to say, no, you don't. But every time a case actually goes up to the appellate court's saying, no, the First Amendment says they can videotape, you can take pictures. Police out in public do not have an expectation of privacy. Now, Al Gore is out there. He's down at that Australian climate summit. They're trying to bring back human-caused global warming. And Al Gore is scraping the bottom of the barrel for illusions. He's comparing the fight against human-caused global warming to the fight against slavery, the fight for gay rights, the fight against apartheid. It's really kind of nonsense, but that's what he's trying to do. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's got another movie coming out, The Inconvenient Sequel, which I certainly have no intentions of seeing. Now, John Coleman is an award-winning meteorologist. He's the founder of the Weather Channel. He's won Broadcast Meteorologist of the Year, and he's out there continuing to say there is no global warming, human-caused or otherwise. We're going into a cooling trend because of the Maunder minimum, or the super minimum, which is going to be happening over the next 3 or 4 years. But that's not stopping a bunch of scientists from saying they're going to actually try an experiment of expelling aerosols into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight, to halt global warming. These are people from Harvard. And they're going to do a small initial experiment, and if it's deemed a success, they're going to be given billions of dollars to basically do this to the entire planet and play God with the atmosphere. And what could possibly go wrong? Now, remember, it's come on out that carbon dioxide is not, in fact, acting as a greenhouse gas while it's in the atmosphere. NASA came on out and admitted it does act as a coolant. They don't really know enough about what's going on in that atmosphere. We don't know what aerosols they're planning on using, unless they are very reflective, an albedo of 1.0. They're actually going to cause more warming by absorbing more sunlight. And if they start reflecting a lot of sunlight back out into space, it's going to adversely affect crops on this planet. It's very reckless to do. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here, get something done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.